WTEL podcasts are powered by Stanley Steamer Air Duct Cleaning, Delaware's clean air experts. Call 1-800-STEAMER.
Well, not surprisingly, but groups representing the victims saying not enough. They want concrete action from the Holy See. Let's go live. Father Tom Reese, Senior Analyst, Religion News Service, former Senior Analyst, National Catholic Reporter, author Inside the Vatican, The Politics and Organization of the Catholic Church. Father Reese, reaction to what came from Pope Francis today, and then the victims group saying they want something hard. One presumes the Holy See saying that statutes of limitations should be lengthened in the various states, would not be opposed by Catholic bishops or cardinals anymore, and perhaps setting up a new kind of lay tribunal to deal with these cases.
Yeah, Alan, I think that the Pope's response, I think, brings the church some steps forward. I think what was very good about his response is that he confessed that the church just did not respond adequately to the child abuse that was happening in the Catholic Church. This was despicable. It should not have happened. And when it did happen, that the bishop should have responded better. We have in place procedures to deal with accusations of sexual abuse. The first thing is we got to report it to the police. That is now required by church law. And in fact, I'm out in California right now, and if I don't report child abuse to the police, I commit a felony. I'll go to jail. So those are the kinds of laws that we need in the church and in society at large. And secondly, if a priest is accused of abuse, if the accusation is credible, then he's suspended while a full investigation takes place. And if he's found guilty, he's out. No longer can he act as a priest in the Catholic Church. So these procedures are now in place. But, you know, the next step is we have to deal with bishops who don't implement those decisions, those laws, those rules. And, the Pope recently asked for the resignation of all the bishops in Chile because they had not been doing a good job. In fact, they'd been part of the problem in covering up the abuse. So I think we're making progress in the church, but we still have some things to do.
Well, what about the notion, even the magazine with which you were once the editor, America, had a powerful editorial I read a few days ago. I mean, basically, it has to be something concrete, a lay tribunal that is separate from the bishops, trying these within the church, no longer opposing extension of statute of limitations, which is what the Catholic bishops in Harrisburg were doing, trying to stop that from happening.
Yeah, I think I agree that the lay people have to be involved in this process. Currently, for dealing with accusations against priests, every diocese has to have now a review board where there are lay people on it who are part of the process of looking at the evidence and deciding whether the priest is innocent or guilty, and whether he should be thrown out of the priesthood. This was long overdue. And no profession is good at judging itself. We see this with police. We see this with teachers. We see it with all sorts of professions. They tend to circle the wagons and cover up what's been done wrong. So we have to have people from the outside, lay people have to be involved in this process. And they have to be involved in the process of supervising bishops, who've been part of the problem.
Well, what about this movement, lay Catholics, for example, that if they showed up for Mass Saturday night or Sunday morning, did not put anything into the basket?
Well, I mean, that is something that I think people can do. The difficulty there, of course, is, you know, the money's not going to the bishop.
Yes.
The bishop isn't any richer, or poorer because you don't put money in the basket.
It would be the annual bishop's appeal where that pinch would occur.
Yeah. Well, even there, I mean, again, the money doesn't go to enriching the lifestyle of the bishop. It goes to, helping in scholarships for kids from inner cities so they can go to the parochial schools. It goes to helping, educate and train seminarians. It goes to helping the homeless people in our cities. This is the problem with trying to punish the church financially. You punish the donors, you punish the people who would benefit from the money. You don't punish the bishop.
Let me ask you a question which I've never asked you or any other priest before, and that is for the priests who were not part of this at all. What would have happened if a priest had come to you in confession and confessed to this? Would there have been any obligation to say, turn yourself into authorities or I won't give you absolution? Or the notion that the other priests might have been aware of what was going on just because of at the confessional? Or did the perpetrators maybe rationalize and never confess their sins?
This never happened with me. And, if someone is doing something like this, I mean, part of confession is that you're not going to do it again. And if this person has a compulsion, if this person is continuing to be a danger to children, then you've got to tell them, hey, you've got to turn yourself in. You, children are more important than anything else, and they have to be protected.
Yeah, talk about sensitivity there. What about the thought, though, that a lot of lay Catholics come into the confessional, and, you know, it often is the same sins over and over, arguing with your spouse, telling a white lie. I mean, some things do get confessed repeatedly.
Well, yeah, this is part of the human condition, and the things you're talking about are much different. Sure. If you're talking about you beat up your wife, every time you have a drink, then you got to say, hey, you got to get into AA. You got to stop drinking. This is just unacceptable.
In retrospect, how much do you think we had naivete on the part of church leadership, the notion that someone could give up this repetitive behavior through sincere prayer and contrition, and the notion that there are certain things in life that are very difficult to give up did not occur, and maybe psychologists contributed to that.
Absolutely. This is one of the problems that I think the church faced in this. Psychologists were telling the bishops as late as 1992 that they could fix the problem, that, if these people were treated, they could be returned to ministry. This was an absolute disaster for the church, this kind of advice. There are certain things that you simply, you did this, you're out of ministry. You can no longer be a priest, period. And that is the policy that was put into effect in 2002, frankly, because, the bishops didn't trust each other to make this judgment call about whether someone was safe to return to ministry.
What about the notion that the end justified the means because scandal would produce the very result we've seen now, and those souls would no longer be within the church? And so the rationalization, you got to cover it up.
No, you got to protect children, period.
No, but I'm saying, did that psychology occur? Did that psychology occur, do you think, among a hierarchy?
Well, I think, the Pope rightly points to clericalism as one of the sources of this problem and the cover-up. People circling the wagons, thinking we have to protect the institution, we have to protect our fellow priests, and the result was an absolute disaster for the institution and a disaster for children. And this simply was not the way to go. If there had been lay people sitting around the table when these decisions were being made, we would have had much better decisions.
I wish there had been some Catholic journalists involved instead of lawyers, honestly. get it out, the lesson of Watergate. Final question. Already the church having difficulty recruiting vocations, priests and other religious, and what does this do to that? Make it worse?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think, people are going to be told, hey, if you want to enter the priesthood because you think you're going to have a cushy job and everybody's going to love you, forget it. You're entering the priest. If you want to be a minister, if you want to be a servant to the people of God, if you want to suffer and be with them then okay, then you've got a vocation. And I think hopefully we get a different kind of person today who wants to be a priest.
Father Reese, nice talking to you. Thank you so much.
Okay, good being with you, Alan.
Sure, take care. Father Tom Reese, senior analyst, Religion News Service for many years, senior analyst, National Catholic Reporter. Before that, he was editor of America, the Jesuit News Weekly, author Inside the Vatican with us live.